Blog Talk Radio.
The opinions expressed by the interviewees on the Upfront and the Prophetic radio show and those providing comments are theirs alone and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Upfront and the Prophetic radio show or any employee thereof. Upfront and the Prophetic radio show is not responsible for the accuracy of any of the information supplied by the interviewees.
Welcome to Upfront in the Prophetic, a production of People of Prophetic Power Ministries. Your hosts, Alan and Francine Fosdick, invite you to tune in to Upfront in the Prophetic every week, where it's natural living in the supernatural, and where the true prophetic is off the chain and right on. Alan and Francine are anointed prophetic ministers of the gospel who are raising up a supernatural generation for an end-time army of believers to establish and advance the kingdom of God with love, signs and wonders, miracles and prophetic abilities, which are needed for the last day harvest. Be prepared to call in with your questions and be ready to chat with their special guests from around the world. Their hunger and thirst for Jesus is radically infectious. Please join us now live with Alan and Francine on this edition of Upfront in the Prophetic. Catch the fire.
Incredible.
Be to God. Are we going to have a phenomenal broadcast for you today? Oh my gosh. Well, thank you everyone for joining us on Upfront in the Prophetic, a production of People of Prophetic Power Ministries. Woo! I tell you what, we are living in exciting times. And also, hey, I want to mention, don't forget to subscribe to our channel, Upfront in the Prophetic, on YouTube, and also click the bell for notifications. And if you want more information, you can always head up to upfrontintheprophetic.com. Hey, you know, before we get our special guest on the air, I want to play something for you guys. I really believe that you are going to love it. It's called Round 'Em Up. And actually, a friend of ours, Matt Dantino, did the song maybe like a week ago. And I believe it is so prophetic. So let's go to it. Hold on, guys. I'm sitting here looking at some of Q drops here. He's dropping like crazy. Okay, here we go. Round 'em up.
Round 'em up, round 'em up, round in deep state up. Lock them up and throw away the key. For they have been found guilty on all grounds, crimes against the land of liberty. Round them up, lock them up, this must never occur again, where a government tried to wreck us from within. But President Trump found out and 60,000 diamonds went out. Now they're headed for the penitentiary. Send them down to Gitmo for their military trials. Let none get away, they're gonna be there for a while. They must be tried for treason, there is no other way. So round them up, I pray it starts today. Round up the Clintons and Obama, Comey, Clapper, and Brennan. Get Mueller, Files, Jarrett, and Feinstein too. Get Schumer, Strzok, Pelosi. Arrest human Maxine Waters. And don't forget that petty Joe Biden is true. Round up Eric Holder for his fast and furious jive. Round up Ruthie Ginsburg if she's still alive. Get Pizzagate Podesta. They must not get away. So round them up. God bless the USA. Thank you. Gitmo for their military trial. The price of death is treason. Make sure you hang them high. And for you sex traffickers, you're getting a millstone. We're gonna throw you in the bay. Round up all the Muslim Marxists who tried to stage that coup, but General Flynn made sure that wouldn't do. Round up all the Hollywood petties, the mainstream media too. Your days of lying to us are through. Send them down to Gitmo for their military trials. The price of death is treason. Make sure you hang them high. And for you sex traffickers, you're getting a millstone and throw you in the Gitmo Bay. God bless the USA. Round them up!
Round them up, Mark. I am telling you what, things are happening. Mark Taylor is with us live on Upfront in the Prophetic. How are you, Mark?
Oh, I'm great. Thank you for having me, guys. It's always an honor to be on your show.
Oh, my gosh. I tell you what, I just really thought that song was so prophetic. I mean, round them up. I mean, here we go. Things are happening. So many people were so, like, you know, aggravated. When is anything going to happen? Well, the time is now, isn't it, Mark?
The storm is upon us. It is here now. I mean, it is literally here. We had a prophetic sign given in Washington, D.C., where Washington, D.C. was literally flooding. That was a sign that the storm is upon us, that the it's being cleansed, the swamp's being cleansed, the old's being washed away, and the new's going to get ushered in.
Oh, yeah, you better believe it. My gosh, the dominoes are starting to fall. You know, it reminded me of, you know, Abraham pleading for Sodom and Gomorrah. You know, I mean, the people have been praying that things would be exposed. And here we are. I mean, right at the onset of this storm, we have Epstein's arrest. And, you know, I really believe that it threatens the whole establishment, house of cards. I mean, they are coming down, aren't they?
Yeah, so here's what people have to understand, that Epstein, everybody's been, the naysayers out there have been hammering, hey, we don't see anything happening, you know, this is garbage, whatever the case is. Well, this is your first high-profile arrest here, guys. And so there's a lot to this case. I think there's like probably 15,000 indictments, according to Liz Crokin, of what's going to come down with Epstein. And right now we're up over 100,000 indictments, sealed indictments right now. So what everyone has to understand is that this stuff with Epstein was done a long time ago. The arrest was a sign to the elite that it has begun. The storm has begun, but it's also a sign for us that it's begun. It's given people some hope now. We've had a lot of energy since the arrest of Epstein. But the other thing that people have to understand is you have another person in the mix here that they're not talking about too much, and that's El Chapo. El Chapo is being sentenced on the July 17th, which is pretty much the same day that Mueller's going to be testifying. All these things are not coincidences. So you don't hear the media talking about El Chapo. And why is that? Because El Chapo's naming names. He has been paying politicians. He's been paying leaders. I can guarantee you there are some pastors on that list too, in order to funnel drugs across the border in the United States for human trafficking, sex trafficking. I mean, El Chapo was the largest. He came up under Pablo Escobar, which, you know, he died during the 80s and 90s, where I can't remember the exact date. But he was the kingpin at the time, and then El Chapo stepped in after he was killed. So El Chapo, having all this money, all these ties, has been paying these people off, but he's been naming names, guys. And, I mean, even these big leaders have been dealing with him. So when you've got these two individuals coming together at the same exact time, listen, they could take down most of the government probably and most of the elites globally.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and most people just tag this to just the Democratic Party, but it's just so much deeper than that.
No.
I mean, it is also the Republican Party. You've got
yes.
Hollywood celebrities. You've got, I mean, it's so saturated with criminal activity. And, you know, it's like before I was so shocked, but now I'm not. I mean, this thing, this rabbit hole runs so deep, you know, and then here we have the Clinton Library. I mean, they refused to hand over, you know, Bill's ties on Epstein. You know, he's saying, oh, yeah, well, you know, I've never been over there. And yet he's traveled there documented over 26 times, you know, on the Lolita
right.
Express. You know, I mean, oh my gosh, one lie. It's like, hey, Bill, you know, remember, oh, I didn't inhale, you know. I mean, this guy is a chronic liar, Satanist, as well as, you know, his witch wife that is so into this, you know. It's crazy, absolutely crazy stuff going on.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, with Epstein is, this is my question, is that, you know, they have the flight logs of people that have gone in there. Now, they've released some of the names that were on his black, in his black book, some of these people. You have some royalty out of England that were there. You have Hollywood stars that were there. You have elites that are as far as politicians that were there. But my question is this. If they were flying down there on the Lolita's Express, that's the only logs they're really showing. What happens to all these billionaires and millionaires that have their own private jets that are flying in there? Nobody's kind
of
questioning that. I haven't heard anything on that. I haven't heard anybody questioning that. It's like, okay, how many under the cover of their private jets are they bringing kids in, number one, but taking and practicing while they're there, and then taking kids out of there and taking them to other destinations with their own private jets? You don't hear anything about these other private jets. So that would be my question. How many have gone in their own private planes and done nefarious things?
Right, exactly. You know, Pandora's box is definitely open up wide, and you know, that's going to mean that the royals, you know, are going to be exposed. You got the Pakistan, you know, sex ring over there. All these rituals, you know, satanic rituals are going to be exposed. And, you know, I really believe that it's all due to the remnant praying and targeting these people in these areas.
Right, and you know, don't forget also we've got the Nixon trial coming to a head here, or this stuff with Nixon coming to a head. So all these things interlock with one another. They're all interwoven with one another. This is a huge spider web. You know, I was saying like 2 years ago when I was saying this stuff, people thought I was nuts. There's going to be mass arrests, you know, the exposures. There's going to be military tribunals. You know, people just thought I was crazy. And now it's starting to get to where people are going, oh, my gosh, you know, this stuff is going to come to pass here. You know, we're starting to see some of this stuff happen. But, you know, I said back then, I said the length, the width, the depth, and the breadth of this thing is so great. I said it's going to boggle the mind. People are not going to understand what's going on. And so I said they're going to have to be careful how they handle it because it could take down parts of government. I said that on a TV program one time. And, you know, people thought it was crazy. But it's like, look, now we're seeing it right now. You know, Q's got a plan. Gal's got a plan, and Q's following the plan here. It's a heavenly plan. I'm a firm believer it's a heavenly plan because God is instituting justice on the earth right now. He's going to expose these people. He's going to take them down. But you got to follow the plan. So there is a plan in place, and it takes time. And it's like Q said last night, the wheels of justice turn slow, but when they turn, look out. And I think there's going to be he had mentioned something about an acceleration times 10 now at this point. So people need to buckle up. We're coming to the crescendo of this thing. And, you know, again, if you don't have a stomach for justice, you better get one quick, because sometimes justice can get ugly, guys, because you're going to start having suicides, which we've already seen. You're going to have people going to prison for life. You're going to have executions. You know, when was the last time someone was executed other than John McCain for treason in this country? It's been decades. And this is why people have been getting away with treasonous acts in this country, because nobody's been holding them accountable. Well, that's about to change, guys. It's all about to change.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it reminds me of the Nuremberg trials, and there is going to be trials going on and people executed for treason. And the list is long. I mean, longer than I could ever imagine, you know, and my gosh, you know, and then I see here, too, that I found it interesting that Maureen Comey is actually the prosecutor for Epstein's case here. I mean, boy, I mean, this is James Comey's daughter.
I don't know about. I know Pelosi's daughter, or who was somebody's daughter, was in one of these cases. But it may have been Comey. I don't know who it was. I just know that there's a plan in place. You know, people start getting freaked out when they hear that. And it's like I keep telling people, say, look, just know there's a plan in place. The good guys are in control. And, you know, God's going to handle all this stuff, you know. So I don't know what the technicalities are with Comey's daughter or Pelosi's daughter making that statement the other day she made. And so I have no clue, but I just know God's in control.
Yeah, amen, amen. You know, and I think that we have to understand, too, that it's not always what it seems. You know,
yeah.
We don't know what's behind all this, you know. And like you said, God has this. I really believe that this is the year of justice, and we are seeing the hammer come down. Hallelujah. It's about time. But
yeah.
Like you said,
and
you know, there's a process.
There's a process. You know, the hammer of justice is falling, and some of the stuff could get hot in certain cities. And they know that. There's assets in place to take care of this. There's going to be some civil unrest when these arrests take place, guys. So we just have to expect it. I'm not a doom and gloomer. Anybody that follows me know I'm not a doom and gloomer. I just tell them, you know, look, there's nothing to worry about. Assets will be in place to protect the people. But, you know, just things that you have to be prepared. Now, here's what I want people to be prepared for, is that you're going to have some spiritual leaders, including those on Donald Trump's spiritual advisory board, that are going to come against him when this fire gets too hot. Because this is what happens every time, guys. When anytime the fire gets too hot, what happens? The church takes ground, the heat, the battle gets too hot, and they retreat. They go into a defensive mode instead of offensive. Oh, I'm sorry, we didn't mean to offend, or kumbaya, we just need to all get along. Look for that. That's coming. It's already happened twice now with two different leaders. I'm not going to name their names, but two different leaders. And the Lord was telling me that his spiritual advisory board will try and stop Trump and say, look, we just all need to get along when the civil unrest starts, or, you know, people aren't getting along. And what the Lord is saying is, no, justice is being served. Go forth with it. This is one of the reasons, many reasons, why God chose Donald Trump, was to institute justice, not just in America, but upon the earth right now. And that will also show you, those who are on the spiritual advisory board, who are hearing from heaven and who are not, who are tapped into Satan's frequency because they don't have God's heart and mind, period. And because it's going to expose some wolves.
Yeah, amen. And it's about time. You know, I like what you said on the previous broadcast with us is that, you know, that those pastors, the pastors should be on the sidelines praying, and the prophets, the true prophets of God, like yourself, should be at the ear of President Trump.
Well, and so it's just not biblical to have pastors advising the president. I believe they should be in a prayer and intercessory role. Now, whether it's – I don't care whether it's me or someone else. It doesn't matter to me. I mean, it's whatever God wants. But it needs to be a prophet in that role who is advising the king. That's the biblical protocol. So, but, I mean, God is exposing everything right now, even in the churches right now. You're seeing a acceleration in exposures. You know, look for – look, there's going to be some pastors on El Chapo's payroll. There may be some pastors on Epstein's black book log. Who knows? I mean, but we're going to find out who's on there. So, I mean, because I can guarantee you we know this for a fact, that there are churches out there that are manipulating people, that are the sex trafficking. Look at the guy in California just got busted, had 1 million followers down there. He was sex trafficking, charged with rape. He was an apostle down there. He had a headquarters in Mexico. All these things tie in, guys. This is why the church system is so corrupt right now. Anything to do with the church system, and we're trying to do a rescue mission to get people out of that system and start their home groups. Because again, judgment starts in the house of the Lord. It is on the church system right now.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we just heard over the weekend that the Pope is calling all religious leaders for a 2020 summit in Holland to discuss coming together for the world, one world religion. I mean, we've got, you know, these pastors, churches just bowing down to the hand of mammon and man. And, you know, people are waking up. You know, some of the church is waking up. You know, however, again, back to California, you know, we've got the earthquakes. And, you know, I really believe that, you know, my gosh, the California ARC 99 bill, you know, to have the pastors, if this goes through, have the pastors, you know, they're not able to speak about, you know, homosexuality, anything that would offend, you know, people. I mean, and then you go back to David Platt, who basically prayed for the president. And then, you know, the next day, because, you know, he heard some flack, went and apologized. You know, there's such weakness in the church, unfortunately. Not all churches, you know, but you know, it's happening.
Well, you have to ask yourself, because there's been some stuff come out on David Platt since then. I've been in contact with one of the investigators. David Platt's not who he says he is, by the way. He's not a good guy. He is into some nefarious stuff, we believe, with missionaries around the world. He was part of the Southern Baptist Convention. The Southern Baptist Convention is totally corrupted right now. They have got serious issues that they're trying to fix as far as the sexual allegations are concerned, sexual abuse is concerned. And I've been warning people, stop picking on the Catholics, guys. We all know the Catholic Church has got their issues. But I said these other denominations are going to be just as bad, if not worse. They've just been better at hiding it all these years, and it's beginning to come out. So with, as far as David Platt goes, there's some issues with him that I think are going to come out in the coming days and weeks, months on this guy. And that's there was a reason why Trump stopped by there. And there's more to the story. So I'll just leave it at that. As far as California, the earthquakes are concerned, that was centered under China Lake Naval Station over there. They're saying that these probably were not quakes, that these dumb facilities, these deep underground military bases are being taken down. And basically, and those are explosions that are going off deep underground that are taking these tunnels down. So I don't know, can't confirm that. That's just a lot of stuff that I'm hearing, you know, kind of in the Q community. I don't know that for a fact, but I do know that there's these dumb facilities. There is a lot of bad things going on in these facilities that we haven't had control under. The cabal's been under control of this, and so we're taking it all back now at this point.
Well, you know, it reminds me of Satan in the deep, you know, the depths of things being underground. And, you know, it reminds me of the Denver airport, you know, and what goes on underneath there, you know. And, I mean, maybe Alan and I were talking, and it's like, gosh, you know what? There could be, where we live, underground tunnels and them trafficking people
Absolutely.
From one state to the other. You know, I mean, it is
Absolutely.
So much deeper.
It's way deeper than most people realize. You got tunnels that run from east to west coast and some of these places, you know, 3, 4, 5 miles deep. You know, I mean, people can research all that. We don't have to get into all that. But I mean, they can research that on their own time. But I mean, this stuff is deep, pun intended here. You know, the Lord was telling me, I went to my head intercessor, Melissa Leggett, and I was telling her, I said, look, I just feel like the Lord's telling us we need to repent for what's going on under the ground. And this is a while back when we did all this. This is before a lot of this stuff was really breaking heavy. And so we started doing that with the prayer calls, national prayer calls, and because I felt like the Lord was saying, you know, the reason they're going underground is to be covert, number one. And they have less hindrance there underground than what they do up here on the top. Because they
That's
have the
right.
saints are up here on the top. They're hindered here by the prayers of the saints, by the warfare of the saints. They don't have that underground. And the other thing that these guys are doing, the deeper they go, the closer to the entities they're trying to invoke they are. So it makes it easier for them to invoke these entities, so to speak. So that's a reason why they're underground. I mean, there's multiple reasons why they're underground, but that's spiritually speaking, that's one of the things that the Lord revealed to me. So, you know, we could be repenting for what's been going on under the ground, what they've been doing to the kids, what they've been doing, you know, with some of these weapons that they're coming up with, all these things. And it's not for the protection of the United States. Some of this stuff is for basically taking over globally. So, I mean, and the other thing, I want to go back to something you touched on a second ago, if you don't mind, is that you were talking about the Pope is summoning people for this 2020 one world religion. Keep an eye out who shows up to that. Because those are going to be the ones who, by invitation only, who are the wolves. Because I'm telling you now, it is not a good thing. And anyone who meets with this Pope is not good. I can just tell you that. There's two reasons you meet with the Pope. One, to bow down to his authority. Or two, to cast demons out of that joker. And I haven't seen anybody doing that yet. So if anyone has met with this Pope, you are already subject to interrogation here, so to speak, or investigation, because something's not right, period.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if you look at the past individuals that have, and I won't name names, I'll just have you, you know, do your research yourself, but, you know, you're right, there's something really going on behind that. You know, I mean, the whole plan, again, is to have a one world religion. And like Mark said, you know, pay attention to those that attend this. My God, it's pretty wicked, you know. And I know we talk a lot about the church, but judgment starts first in the church. And I'm
That's
telling
right.
you know, you look at some of these churches here. A church in Richmond, Virginia, now the pastor came out and said, okay, we're going to talk about non binary. We are non-binary. And, you know, we were like, what the heck is non-binary? You know, and so basically what he was saying is that we're neither masculine or feminine, you know. And I mean, this is the sick stuff that's going on. Then you have at Mount Auburn Church, I believe that was in Cincinnati, Ohio, on June 30th, you know, celebrating a gay pride service, bringing in transvestites to teach the children for the Bible study, you know. And I mean, what the heck? What the heck is going on here?
Well, again, you know, this is part of the judgment, guys, on the church. You're looking at a reprobate mind, so to speak. God's handing them over to reprobate mind because, like you said earlier, they're not in this. They're not looking for God to meet their needs. They're looking to mammon to meet their needs. These churches, God told me, these mega churches, they're not churches, guys. They're temples to mammon, period, because these guys are in bed with mammon. I mean, oh, my gosh, the list just goes on and on. But, I mean, you know, we're getting to a point now where, like this H.R. 99 or whatever you're talking about in California.
Yeah.
And these guys out there, because I've been screaming at the top of my lungs for however long I've been doing this now, get out of the 501c3 because they can legally or unincorporate, because they can legally, they can demand that you have to preach that stuff.
That's
you don't
right.
have a choice because you don't answer to Christ. Christ is not the head of the ministry. The state is if you're incorporated. Baal is if you're under 501c3. The federal government is. So they can legally come in and say, you will preach this or we're going to shut you down. They can legally do it. Now, the church wants to scream and scream and scream, saying, oh, we're being persecuted. You know, we're not allowed to speak this, or they don't want us to speak that. You're not being persecuted, guys. I hate to be the bearer of bad news. The bottom line is that when you sell your soul to the devil, he's going to come back for his dues, which is what's happening. You're not being persecuted. It's the devil coming back for his dues, which is you, unfortunately, if you're part of that system, which is why we've been screaming, come out of it.
Yeah, that's right. It's basically selling your soul, you know, to the devil, and allowing the government to tell you what to do, what you cannot do, instead of trusting
right.
in God, you know.
That's
and
right.
So it's
But see, they want to say we're being persecuted on one hand because we're not allowed our First Amendment, we can't speak or we can't preach or whatever it comes under, and so they want to say we're being persecuted. Well, no, you're not. I'm sorry, guys. Persecution is when you're in a third world country, you have a dictator that says you can't say anything or have a church, period. You can't even worship God and these underground churches, and they're cutting people's heads off because they're serving Christ. That's persecution. But when you legally and willingly join the dark side through incorporating or through the 501c3, and now you want to claim that you can't speak up because you're being persecuted. No, that's not persecution. You invited that. You opened that demonic door on yourself, period.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, Mark. You know, things are changing and people are starting to wake up. And I believe that so many are going to be in shock when even more things come out. You know, I just walking through some stores, you know, the mall or whatever, and then seeing somebody wear, you know, I love Hillary Clinton shirt. And I'm just, I just want to shake them to say, don't you understand what this witch has done? You know, I mean, you look at the history with Huma and, you know, sex with, I mean, we're just being transparent here. This is the truth. People wake up, get your head out of the sand. This is for real. You know, and we've been hidden from that. This has been hidden for us, from us. And now being released, and the church is finally praying, some of the church, I should say, you know, and this is being exposed. But I mean, here you have this witch having, you know, sex with underage girls. Now this is gross. Okay. But this is for real, guys. A surgeon using a scalpel cutting this young girl's face off, and then Huma and Hillary putting this face on, drinking the blood. And I mean, this is demonic, Mark.
Yes. And this is what people don't understand. They think, oh, you know, you're just throwing allegations out there. You know, none of this stuff is true. No, guys, this is very true. This is what Q has been warning about. These people are sick. You're only going to know about 60% about what goes on. If that, or 40, whatever what the percentage was, 40%, because you're not going to be able to handle most of this stuff. That they've got three videos now They're supposed to be entering into evidence. An underage teen boy was giving blood transfusion directly to Hillary Clinton with a white coat doctor present, operating rooms procedure or setting. The video two is Huma and HRC having sex with an underage girl in a bedroom setting. And then the video three was the one you just talked about. So, I mean, this is all stuff that's going to come out this is why I also believe that some of these guys from NYPD, the supposed suicided out. Don't know if I buy that,
quite frankly,
when you had three or four of these guys. Yep. Because some of these guys were working on that case because it comes from Winger's laptop is where some of these videos are coming from. The insurance file, they called it. So, this stuff runs deep, guys. These people are I'm a firm believer these people aren't even human. I mean, it gets to a point where they're not even human. When you look at what was going on at Epstein's Island down there, they have tunnels under the island. They were worshiping Moloch. Q has shown the temple where they were worshiping Moloch. They were having underground in these tunnels. They were having cannibalism. They were sacrificing kids and people. This is the part that people look at and go, oh, you're just a conspiracy theorist. No, you're fixing to find out, and you better be prepared. And here's the other thing, is they better be prepared, guys, because this stuff's been going on in our churches. This stuff's been going on in some seminaries. They're going to find this out sooner or later, and it's going to, who's going to be there to pick up the pieces? For the people who haven't had their eyes opened yet, it's going to take people like us who have been following this stuff, who God's been exposing this stuff to help these people. Because, look, there's going to be a lot of wounded people. There's going to be a lot of people who felt betrayed, those that they've trusted, their pastors that have been into this stuff. There's going to be pieces. There's going to be devastation, not just in the Catholic Church. I'm talking all denominations when all this stuff comes out. And when God is taking this system down, so to speak, for these churches, and when this stuff begins to expose, we got to be there for a lot of these people because they're going to need somewhere to go. Who's going to help them? The church? The church system? No, it's going to take the congregation, the true congregation, the remnant, the army of God, to step in and say, hey, guys, we're here. We're here to help. And to help them understand, to help them, with their spiritual eyes and ears. Because the system's not going to do anything for them. The system's what's got them there to begin with.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I mean, back in the day, the government said, okay, the church will take care of the people. But the church just pawned that back onto the government and say, no, you could do this. I mean, my gosh, it started way back then, the church just not doing their job, and that's why.
It's having a slavery mentality is what they've got because they don't want to govern. They want to be governed over. So they incorporate, which now they have the state, which is one level of governing. And then they go to the 501c3, which is a second level of governing. So what they're really saying is, I don't want to take control. I don't want dominion. I don't want to do the things that God has given me to do. I'd rather be governed over. Kind of like the Israelites we're talking about. You know what I mean? Whenever they were in slavery, they wanted to be governed over. It was easier for them versus fighting to get out. So that's what's going on. They have this slavery mentality. They'd rather be governed over rather than to govern, which is the headship of Jesus Christ, period.
Oh, that's powerful right there, Mark. Absolutely powerful. And that's why you talk about you can see prophetically how, home churches, gatherings, people coming together, other than under the canopy of a church building, because there'll be it's a family, and you can talk amongst and pray amongst each other and learn the word of God instead of being codependent on the pastor and the pastor codependent on you. And what's the pastor codependent on you for the money,
and there it is.
It all stems from that again, but. Yeah, talking about all this corruption, within the church and, the sick things and the altars and the basements of these churches and what they've been doing and then sex trafficking. I mean, honestly, I have a friend who was involved in helping in Canada those girls that were, under MK Ultra, and now she's ready to expose what really happened there, and a lot of it was happening in the church, by these Masons, 33rd degree Masons, and the mind control, for those that are out there that aren't really familiar with MKUltra, look, go watch the movie Manchurian Candidate. That will give you a great point of reference to what is really going on. Wouldn't you agree, Mark?
Absolutely. And see, the problem is that the CIA has infiltrated our seminaries, and therefore they're teaching these pastors the mind control that's going on in the seminaries. So now the mind control gets spread out to the pulpits, and now the pulpits are part of the mind control for the people in the congregation. And so it's you have to understand, there are some, I mean, we can go even deeper with this, with like the clergy response team I've brought up many times on programs. It's because these guys were committing treason in the highest order, as far as I'm concerned. And the clergy response team, for those who don't know, was set up for, in case of a natural disaster, that these pastors were to get their congregation under control, and to submit your guns, basically give up your guns and submit to civil government, and they were going to come around and round you up and put you in internment camps. And your pastor struck a deal with the government, and we don't know have the exact number. Some of us says 28,000, some of us said it's in the millions, as far as how many pastors were part of this program. We don't know that for sure. And so, but they were going to get you to submit to the civil government, put you in internment camps, and separate your families, and your pastor was to help ease the burden. You know, the sorrow that you would have for being separated from your family. And so these guys got special benefits. They wouldn't get put into a camp. They'd get food, shelter, clothing, all these kind of things for special benefits for being a part of this FEMA clergy response team. And so these guys have committed treason in the highest order, and nobody knows who they are. We've had some whistleblowers come forth, and because they didn't like what they were hearing when they were part of this, to expose it. And so this is just part of the corruption, again, in the church. Now, go back to the mind control for a second in the pulpits. These guys who have been trained in mind control in the seminaries, they're coming out and they're using scripture. Like these prosperity preachers, these prosperity guys are using, I believe, mind control and some of the stuff is what the Lord's showing me, and to activate the people to get them to give. It's all about give, give, give. And you'll hear it over and over again, pressed down, shaken together. You know, all these things will be given unto you into your bosom. And I mean, so all of the, even though it is scripture, guys, hear me out on this, they're using it as a form of mind control. So if you back up for a second and you look at the worship stuff that we have, it's called, a lot of this, the worship teams have, like anything else, have detuned their instruments to 440 hertz, which is what Hitler did. And when Hitler would hit the crowd with a certain frequency, and then when he came out to speak, they turned it off. They had this euphoric feeling, like, and it was like preparing the crowd to receive what it was he had to say. It was a form of mind control. So now you have this going on, and I'm saying all worship teams, because a lot of guys have picked up on this and have retuned their instruments to 444, which was the original international tuning. And so, but these guys that have done this, who are part of this, they go into a church, and you're in this huge worship service. You got the lights, you got the smoke, you got the whole thing going on. It's like a rock concert. They've detuned to 440. They're literally setting the stage, both in the natural and the spiritual, and ushering in the dark side, the Kundalini, not the Holy Spirit, so that when the pastor comes out, they have prepared the people, so to speak, to listen to the words that he's about to speak and activate what is the scripture that he's pulling out, if that makes sense. And so there, you are setting the stage for that pastor to come out in the physical and setting the stage in the spiritual to receive what it is that he has to say from a mind control perspective, which is what some of these mega churches are doing.
Mm. So true,
makes
Mark.
Sense.
So true. And for people who don't believe that, go study what Nazi Germany and the clergy, what happened. You know, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, he was one of the ones who spoke up, but a lot of them went right along with it. Right along, there's pictures of Hitler with all these top clergy members who were getting. And matter of fact, people don't know this, but Adolf Hitler said if he wasn't the leader, he would probably go into clergy because they had so much power.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, it's incredible. It's incredible, guys. And so this is why the home groups stops a lot of that. And so the other thing home groups do is that they don't have in these churches right now in the system is they don't have accountability, guys. You can't,
right.
God disciplines those he loves. Well, you can't discipline someone when you don't have accountability. There's no accountability when you've got a 30,000 member congregation. You don't see the leadership. Leadership doesn't see you. You're out in the crowd. You're out, you're out of sight, out of mind. So when you have 8 or 10 people in a home group, you can now lovingly hold one another in brotherly, sisterly accountability when living your life. It's a more intimate setting. You know, God can come in and he can do miracles, signs, and wonders in these churches or in these home groups that you're going to see that aren't happening in these, a lot of these big churches right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Well, I mean, we're starting to see people, you know, as their eyes are being opened, they are, you know, they're seeing what's going on in the church. You know, the pastors have become complacent and in so many ways. You know, they're not educating the church on the what's going on. And nor do they even talk about the blood of Jesus or the Holy Spirit. It's just been this social club per se.
Right.
You know,
and you don't ever bring up spiritual warfare, because if you want to get kicked out real quick, bring up spiritual warfare. That's a huge topic you don't bring up, because I mean, it's unfathomable, you know, but when you understand who these guys are, they're Illuminati, driven, they're Illuminati controlled. So therefore, you don't want to bring up anything that's going to oppose who you serve. These guys are attached to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Yeah, I mean, it looks good, tastes of God, it looks of God, it smells of God. You know, all these things, it looks, smells, and tastes of God, when in fact it's pure evil. See, you can spot a true wolf. A true wolf's not hard to spot. Hillary Clinton, a true wolf. It's the ones in sheep's clothing, guys, that are dressed in sheep's clothing. Those are the ones that are hard to spot. Those that are attached, not to pure evil. Because you got the tree of the tree of life, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And then I like to put over here pure evil. There's three things, basically. And the tree of life and pure evil are easy to spot. But it's the ones attached to the middle. It's the ones attached to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil that are hard to spot. And it's the ones in the pulpit. It's the ones in these churches that are making things look, taste, and smell like God, but in fact, they are pure evil. They are serving an evil agenda. Those are the ones that we have to have wisdom and discernment to see with our spiritual eyes and ears that this is not of God. That when I walk into a place of worship, that I can discern the difference between the Kundalini and the Holy Spirit. And that's where people, I believe, are going wrong. They see things being healed, or, oh, this is going great in my church, we're getting people healed, and this, that, and the other. But in fact, it's not the Holy Spirit doing it. It's the Kundalini doing it. Let's don't forget here, guys, is that the Kundalini is the same spirit that Jannes and Jambres used to duplicate the miracles in front of Pharaoh, well, with Moses. So when you go into these places and you're seeing these things, don't be deceived. You have to discern what's from the Holy Spirit and what's from the counterfeit spirit.
Yeah, absolutely. Discernment is so key at this time. And hearing the voice of the Lord, you know, when you were talking about even the church, you know, wanting that power, reminds me of that quote, absolute power corrupts absolutely. And it really, really does. I mean, look where our government is. Look where the church is today, you know. And
absolutely.
But you know what? Things are going to change, you know, because all this, you know, that we're sharing is, you know, for the reason of educating those out there listening, as well as for those to pray, you know, because prayer changes things. Hallelujah. You know, so, you know, with that, Mark, you know, there's been, of course, and I knew this would happen, is now they're showing, I'm hopping back over to Epstein again, but, you know, some people don't even know that, you know, Epstein really helped the Clintons to start the Clinton Foundation. I mean, he's had his hand as a hedge fund manager, you know, into everything. But now, you know, we're seeing, oh, well, look, here's a picture of, you know, our president, President Trump, with with Epstein, you know, and, you know, and they don't realize that, you know, Trump banned Epstein from Mar-a-Lago because of, you know, Epstein's, I don't know if they were a handler or whatever, but there was another, what's her name? Or maybe it was his name, Maxwell, who was a friend of Epstein, who, you know, went ahead and was, you know, trying to get a hold of Virginia Jeffries, who's, that's her, I guess her married name right now, but, you know, propositioning her to come over to the island, you know, and Trump said, hey, wait a minute, you know what, Epstein, you're no longer allowed here, you know.
Right.
So all this stuff is going to try to come out. You know, they have to try to, you know, pin something on Trump, but they're not going to be able to.
No, they're not going to be able to. But see here, let's take this one step farther here, because I think it's actually a brilliant move. Now, they're attacking every time something happens, they go after Trump. You know, Trump did this or Trump did that, you know, just like this Epstein thing. We were kind of expecting that anyway. And so, but is it really an attack, guys, or is it actually a setup? You know, Kim Clement used to always say, is it demonic or is it dynamic? I used to always love when he said that. And so is this demonic or is it dynamic? And is the president playing the mainstream media like a fiddle again? I think it's dynamic because they won't report on Epstein. They're not going to tell you the ins and outs because they've been a part of it. They've been part of the cover-up. So how do you get them to report on it? Is there a possibility that Trump's involved in this? There's a picture. They let it fly out. Here it is. Now they have to report on it. Now everybody's going to know every intimate detail of this Epstein trial. So there's a part of this that's actually dynamic.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah, and matter of fact, remember this. My understanding is Epstein, he flew in right before they arrested him. Had he known, he wouldn't have done that. So they are keeping things secretive from a lot of people that would – you know, put it out there.
Yeah, they are, because again, there's a plan in place. Their operations. I think by the time we find out something, what I have experienced in all of this so far is that we're getting about 2 weeks behind. We're getting information that's been 2 weeks behind. So I mean, you know, like the Iranian drone type stuff. That I think that happened like 2 weeks before. You know what I mean? And then you've got the president made a comment the other day. I can't remember what he was talking about. Oh, why the vice president went to cancel his trip to New Hampshire. And he says, you'll find out in 2 weeks. So it's almost like we're getting this stuff like 2 weeks behind. That's because they're 2 weeks ahead of us. You got ops going on. You got, whether it's military ops, whether it's intelligence ops, or whatever it is. And you've got investigations going on. So before they can release something, you know, we're probably about 2 weeks behind.
Right. Reminds me of the chess game, move and counter move, you know.
Exactly.
Mark, let me ask you a question. Vice President Pence flew out, this is like a week ago or so, at least that's when we got the information, and his plane turned around and came back. You have any insight into that, what the whole thing about that was going on?
No, I don't, honestly. You know, that's what the president, I think, was referring to. You're going to find out in 2 weeks or something like that. I don't know, honestly, what was going on as far as that is concerned. I don't even know if Q's addressed that or not.
Yeah, that reminds me of, you know, the saying when someone quits their job and they say, hey, you'll know in 2 weeks that, you know, I haven't been here in 2 weeks. So I don't know. There's something, I think, to it, but we shall find out soon. Hey, you know, and here we go, too. This hurricane, I just got this today about the hurricane in Georgia. You know, is this like a HAARP, you know, our HAARP job? That's HAARP, a job, man-made job of a hurricane that's formulating over Georgia, which is very unusual and unheard of, you know. And I wonder why over Georgia, why would something, you know, stir up over Georgia if there's something that is hidden that they don't want to be exposed. Any information on that, Mark?
I think, again, you know, whenever Harvey and Irma hit, Irma came right over my house. Irma was gargantuan. There was no getting away from this in the state of Florida. You either had to flee the state or just had to ride it out. And so Harvey had hit first. In Houston, and this was right after, you got to remember, this was right after the 2016 election, and I was driving down the road one day after Irma, and I said, Lord, because the Lord had been showing me that they were man-generated and man-steered, and people, when I say that, I get the worst trolls that come out of the woodwork, because they say, oh, no, this is garbage. No, it is truth. It is truth. They have weaponized weather. They've had it since, like, the 50s and 60s. Do your own research. HAARP. There's some other things out there as well, but I asked the Lord, driving down the road, I said, Lord, I said, why did they send Irma? and these hurricanes. Well, it was twofold. There's not coincidence why they hit Florida and Texas, because Florida and Texas swung for Trump. It was retaliation.
Right.
And so Florida's a swing state. Hopefully not anymore, because we've got governors and Supreme Courts in place now. But he said the main reason that they sent Irma was because it was right after Trump got out of the Paris Climate Accord. He said it was retaliation for getting out of the Paris Climate Accord, because when the second America did that, it delegitimizes the climate control. And so that was retaliation, Irma was. Now, having said that, I didn't know there was a hurricane coming to. This is the first I'm hearing about it. I knew there was one trying to form out here in the Gulf, because I'm in Florida, and so I didn't know it was trying to form over Georgia. Well, I would have to say it's retaliation for the Georgia heartbeat bill. That's the first thing that comes to mind, because again, when Roe versus Wade comes down, where is it going to go? It's going to go to the states. And you have states right now like Georgia, and there's a couple others out there that have gone as far as making this stuff illegal for abortion. You got to remember, what is the abortion? The sacrificing of kids. What does that sacrifice do? The abortion is the food source for Baal. Baal being the strong man over America. That's what empowers Baal. You're taking Baal's food source, and he's not liking it. So this is retaliation from the enemy, that I would say is from that heartbeat bill. And anytime you see something like this happen, see, Missouri came online, they passed their heartbeat bill. What happened? They got tornadoes within not even a few days after they passed it. That decimated a major city out there that got hit, which is very unlikely, by the way, to hit a major city. And so, again, look at all these things. This is not by coincidence that this happens. I'm praying and hoping that if we don't have control of HAARP, that we get it quick. Because these hurricanes are decimating these states. And when you look at Hurricane Michael that hit the panhandle of Florida, I warned like about a month before the midterms. I said, look, be praying. I said, because the deep state's going to send something, a hurricane or a natural event, to disrupt the midterm elections. And sure enough, there it was, Hurricane Michael. It is not by coincidence that hit the panhandle. Why did it hit the panhandle? Because that is the most conservative part of Florida. Is the panhandle. They were trying to literally knock out their voting abilities. Now, I have a friend that's law enforcement up there in Panama City. He told me, he said, this was not a hurricane, guys. This thing was like an F5 tornado on a gargantuan scale. And he said, we never thought in a million years it would do this much damage. Just like someone dropped a nuclear weapon here. It wiped out everything, pretty much. And so he said that there was three black boxes, which you're not hearing about on the news. There was three black boxes up there that have confirmed they broke, because the wind speeds were so high, they actually broke, but they all topped out at a sustained speed of 265 miles an hour.
Oh, my God.
That's not a hurricane. That's not a hurricane. That's like an F5 tornado. I'd have to look it up on the F scale there. But, I mean, that was like a huge, huge tornado is what that was. So you cannot tell me these guys are not controlling the weather and they're retaliating, because they are. It's weaponized.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and just talking about, you know, that hurricane and so forth, someone, a friend of mine, Janie, brought to my attention that I wonder, you know, with the Epstein Island, if maybe it has something to do even with Jekyll Island or Sea Island. I mean, most people know about Jekyll Island. I mean, that's where a lot of the elite got together for the Federal Reserve. And is there more there that is under the surface than we even know of that they're, you know, going to try to destroy? I don't know, but both have good points, you know, to them. But just like you said, with the heartbeat bill and how so many of those celebrities opposed and wanted to pull out. I was just like, well, praise God, good, pull out. Go back to your,
Good riddance. Get out of here. Georgia doesn't need these people. You know, get
right.
off. You know, but see, here again, it's retaliation. They think they're doing damage to Atlanta by not going there and filming movies there, or doing damage to Georgia by not coming and doing movies. But you're not doing anything, because Hollywood's done anyway. Hollywood, all they're doing is making remakes at this point, you notice. They're taking something from 20, 30 years ago and remaking it, because they can't do anything else right now, because they're hamstrung right now. So, you know, when God cleans that out, all those things, Georgia has nothing to worry about. Because, see, here again, when Roe versus Wade comes down, it gets kicked back to the states. So on a national level, it would be broken. So I think what you're going to see, because people are so quick to say America's under judgment. No, it's not, guys. You can't hold a country accountable to something they don't know. So now that the information is coming out with the Q movement and patriotic movement, now you can hold them accountable. Well, what's happening with this stuff? They're acting on it. They're praying. They're repenting. The national prayer calls. I mean, all these things are happening. So, it gets kicked back down to the states. And I think at that point is when you will see the blessings or the curses come upon each state, not the nation, but according to what the state is doing as far as that abortion law is concerned.
Yeah, that's a good point. Good point. You know, I look at New York Governor Cuomo. I don't even know how to say his name. Cuomo, whatever. Yeah. You know, and I mean, I know that he's entrenched in all this stuff. Do you see something coming against New York because of what's going on there?
No, and see here again. You know, again, everybody was up in arms about was it partial birth abortion and all the stuff that was going on that they passed in some of these states. And it's like, look, guys, you know, this is again, is it demonic or dynamic? Like Kim used to say, it's both. It's demonic because it's revealing who these guys truly are, who these demons are, like Cuomo. But it's dynamic in the fact that don't think for one second that this is also not a setup, guys. Because this is going to get pushed to the Supreme Court, and ultimately what's going to happen is going to open the door for Roe versus Wade, which is what God has been saying is going to be taken down. We just got to get probably one more judge in place before that actually happens. I mean, look, God prophesied that it was going to be five through me, and so it may be that the other two don't happen until his second term. So I think that there possibly could be one more. I think it's going to be Ginsburg. Before his first term is over. I could be wrong. I'm not prophesying that. I'm just telling you what I feel, what I sense. But
sure.
After that, the other two could come along in his second term. But God has said that he's going to reform that Supreme Court because there is corruption on that court, period. And so when he reforms the court, Roe versus Wade will be taken down.
Amen. Well, I know that President Trump is from one of my friends who's a lobbyist there in D.C. Mentioned that he's got a long list of conservative pro-life judges that are in line that he wants to put in there. So we got to it's critical, isn't it, Mark, for us to be praying now for those justices, because there's so many, as you mentioned on the other call, that are forming a coup basically against him.
Yes, it is look, the judicial system has been corrupt for many, many decades, guys, and there is something very, very nasty over the judicial system. We need to be praying and warring against this corruption in the judicial system, that it gets cleaned out, that God puts godly judges on the bench, and especially the Supreme Court. But also, let's don't forget your federal judges. We've got to get these federal judges in places, because who's giving Trump the most trouble right now? The Obama holdover judges or those that have been for Bush, because they're corrupted. They're being controlled. So we've got to get them out of there. So we need to ask the Lord to remove these corrupt judges and replace them with righteous men and women from the army of God.
Amen. Hey, what's your thoughts on that Yellowstone? You know, I heard that there's some deep stuff under there, too, and that one of their plans, or Obama's plan, was to blow it up to cause major catastrophe. Have you heard anything about that?
Under Yellowstone?
Yeah, Yellowstone.
I have not heard anything on that. No, that's the first I'm hearing that as well.
Okay. Yeah, I just found it interesting that, you know, some news is starting to come out on that. And another thing that I found really interesting, too, is that there was one of Trump's supporters, Chris Klein. He dies in a helicopter crash. And yet what I found really weird is that on Radar Online, that was the article where it came from, one of the articles, and it said that they died 3 days after the tragedy. And I was like, wait a minute here. You know, okay, so usually when a plane crashes, you know, and other articles say that he you know, that they died in the crash. But this one, it just kind of alerted me because it said 3 days later after the tragedy of the helicopter crash. And I know that, you know, from what I hear, that he was a very generous man, a man of integrity, but he too had his own like private island and stuff, you know? So I don't know, all this stuff is like about, you know, it's coming out, and I don't know if this guy, you know, was good or not, but yeah. Just we need to pay attention to what's being written too, because a lot of it is contradictory.
A lot of it could be disinformation purposely as well, because again, you've got an intelligence op going on to try to lure the deep state out for something. So this is where we got to be careful. Be careful what you see, be careful what you read, be careful what you listen to. That's already a red flag if he died 3 days after, unless he was in the hospital, but it's kind of strange. It's kind of like the stabbing victims I used to run on, you know, the stabbed 5 or 6 times. It's like, oh, what happened? Oh, I fell on a knife. 6 times?
Yeah,
you know,
right,
give me a break.
Was,
give me a break. Or the guy that commits suicide shot himself twice in the head. Give me a break.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So
the guy that stapled himself,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Right.
So there's something fishy. So, you know, you just got to be careful, because some of this stuff is purposeful disinformation to throw the cabal off track. So, you know, you just have to be careful not to get sucked into it.
Oh, that's very good. Very good. That's where discernment comes in again, you know, and just
correct.
Praying. Yeah. Wow. That's awesome, Mark. I love the insight that the Lord's been showing you as well. I mean, has he within the last, a week or two, I know we had you on a month ago. Has it been a month ago? Maybe 3 weeks ago. What has the Lord showed you anything else in what's to come?
I think right now the big thing, I don't know, honestly. It doesn't get quite that detailed. You know, I wish he did, but he doesn't. Maybe he will at some point. I don't know. But I just know that the big thing right now is the justice. And I just people just need to be prepared and prepare yourselves mentally, physically, and spiritually for what's coming, because I'm just telling you, it's going to be people that you trusted the most. It's going to be people that you had no idea this stuff was going on. It's just going to, and how deep this stuff goes is what's going to boggle the mind. I think at some point, now I will say this, the one prophecy I wrote, it talked about the Washington Monument coming down. And people were asking, well, do you think this is going to be metaphorically or in the spirit? I said, well, I believe it's going to be, in the natural as well. I said, well, I think it's going to be a little bit of all the above. And it was an interesting article I read, because, you know, it's an obelisk. Washington Monument was built by Freemasons. It's an obelisk to Baal, is what it is. There's one in London, there's one in Paris, and there's one in the Vatican. And of course, the Washington Monument. Now, what's interesting is that I prophesied this stuff, it was probably going to come down, and I read an article, I think it was day before yesterday, it was that the three towers have been taken down already. Now, I can't confirm that, but the three towers have been taken down. The three towers being Washington, D.C., which was supposed to be the one world military. London was supposed to be the one world finance for finances, and then the Vatican was supposed to be the one world religion. Putin just met with the Pope. There's a reason Putin met with the Pope. There's more to that story, by the way. So you have all this stuff that, and the three rings of power have been taken down from what I read. Now, I can't confirm that, but that would be the fact that this thing has hit the ground in the spirit already, if that's true. So the cleanup has begun a long time ago. But, I mean, the cleanup, we're far from over it, because we've got a lot of cleanup to do. But I think in the spirit, I think a lot of this stuff has been dealt with. I think that flash flood they had in D.C. yesterday or the day before, whatever it was, is huge. It was That was a huge sign from the Lord.
Yes, absolutely. You know, I can remember about, I don't know if it was 5 or 6 years ago, Alan, you could probably tell me, but living here in Pennsylvania, there was a earthquake that reached D.C. and even trembled over in our area, and then the crack on the Washington Monument. Yes, and the Lord showed me that, just like what he showed you, Mark, that there's a crack now, but this idol is coming down. And, you know, and I thought, oh, okay, well, you know, maybe in a, in, you know, aftershocks or whatever, but I see that it's this time frame, you know, it is happening now. And, well, and once I believe it's restored, it's like a restoration, you know, of all things that this is going to be, you know, what it's supposed to be.
Absolutely. And you know, what's interesting about that is that the Trump prophecy, the original prophecy, Commander-in-Chief prophecy, was written April 28, 2011. It was like 4 months after that, that monument was damaged in an earthquake.
Wow.
And then that was also the same year, a few months after the Trump prophecy was written, a few months after that is when Christ Church New Zealand got decimated in an earthquake. And
oh my
it was
God.
Right after Trump got elected. I prophesied that there would be a sign given when Trump was elected as to who got us elected, that the earth would quake. And it was Christ Church New Zealand again, like within like 4 days after he got elected. And it got decimated again. They were waiting on a tsunami to come in, and it was two waves they were waiting on, which I believe represent the mass exodus from the church, and it was going to be the second one would be a financial collapse of the church system. So
my gosh.
It's interesting that 2011 was a very, very busy year. That's what some was saying, that this is when the second Revolutionary War actually started, because it was right around August and October that the good guys, white hats, actually intercepted nukes that were supposed to go to New York City and some other places, and that was going to be another false flag 9/11 event. So that's when they said that this actually really started, the second revolution started, was in 2011. And all this stuff comes together in 2011. It's absolutely amazing how God works. He's given us signs throughout all of this. So,
yeah, he sure has.
Yeah, you also have to remember not only the Washington Monument, but part of the Washington National Cathedral, which is representing, you know, the church. You got to remember that part of that cathedral collapsed too.
Oh wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
wow.
It's really because in that church, Mark, there are gargoyles everywhere.
No,
it's very
nice.
Airy. Yeah, very nice. Airy yeah. In there. You know, you walk in there and you just feel like a demonic atmosphere. So
it's
kind of
like the Church of Notre Dame.
Church
of Notre Dame church when it burned. Looking at the architecture, there's gargoyles all over the place, and people are screaming, "Oh, we need to rebuild this!" Really? You want to rebuild this? A demonic temple?
Right.
Guess what that is.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
I just had my friend Chris McDonald was just in D.C. for the July 4th. I believe July 4th, because of what Trump did on that speech that he gave with the flyovers and stuff like that, I believe that was a prophetic timeline that we crossed, because it was right after that they had the floods. So, I mean, he actually went in. He was going to go. He stayed. The Lord told him to stay an extra day. He was going to show him something. And so when he went in there, he was going to the Holocaust Museum. And he was going to go to the Bible Museum. Well, the Holocaust Museum was free, but they charged to get into the Bible Museum.
Right.
So it's like, wow, shocker. That doesn't surprise me. Why is that, you know? So, but I mean, he put his feet on that soil. You know, what people don't understand prophetically, if you're flowing in the Holy Spirit, what I have found in my experience in the prophetic is that when I give a prophetic word, I tell people, you better be careful what you ask for. Because you have no clue what you're asking for. Everybody wants a word. Everybody wants a word. And I don't operate that way anyway. I'm mostly a corporate voice anyway. I mean, every now and then God will lead me to give someone a personal prophetic word. But what I have found in my experience, when I give someone a prophetic word, a personal word, or even a corporate word, it sets off a chain of events, good or bad, because God will test your character and get you ready for whatever that word is. And so what happens is, like April 28, 2011, prophesy Trump. Well, now comes this series of events. Boom, boom, boom. The earthquakes. The Washington Monument is damaged. Then, then the cathedral, like you're talking about. And then you have the other things that were happening in 2011. The nukes were being delivered. The sets off the roof of the Second Revolutionary War. Well, Chris put his feet on that soil, and I told him, I said, look, Chris, I said, God's using his people mightily right now. And God said, I'll give you everywhere you put your foot. Put your foot on that soil, I'll give it to you. And so God told you to stay an extra day, and it's not coincidence that these floods happened after that July 4th thing. And so my head intercessor, Melissa Leggett, has actually put her feet on China Lake.
Wow. Wow.
Now, this is where the two earthquakes. Now, she lives in California.
Right.
Her and her husband leave to go out of town over July 4th to take a break for a few days. Wham, the earthquakes strike. Now, they weren't earthquakes. We both know what they were. They're, you know, taking these places down. The point being is that be careful what you ask for, because it's been my experience that when you when I prophesy something, or when someone else prophesies something, if it's truly something from God, it will set off a course, a chain of events.
My gosh. Wow. Yeah, and what a statement, you know, I mean, with the flood here. That's so prophetic, you know. To me, I just saw a picture of like, all the rats, you know, because the flood goes from the deep, you know, and just comes up, bubbles up, and all the rats coming up to the surface, all the scum and, you know, filth. And God's cleaning house. I mean, the house of the government and the church. Wow, Mark. I mean, powerful. You know, and for those who don't know Mark, wow, well, now you do. I advise that you get the book, Trump Prophecies. I had some of our friends call us back afterwards and said, I ordered the book, and oh my gosh, I got it. And it's like, I finished it in a couple hours. This is amazing. And that was the new revised book. So I advise everybody to get the book. Go to swordrescue.com. That's S-O-R-D, rescue.com. Sow a seed into Mark's ministry. Because I tell you, he has done so much for the kingdom of God, and it's just great soil to sow in. Absolutely. So, wow, Mark, this is amazing call. I appreciate you taking the time for being with us. Is there anything else that you just want to put out there before we close out?
Just basically put your seatbelts on, strap in, because this is going to be a wild ride. This is going to be things are going to accelerate, like you was talking about. And, you know, we all knew, we could sense it in the spirit because of the spiritual attacks everyone was getting, that something was about to happen. And I think this Epstein thing opened the floodgates, literally. That was a sign opening the floodgates here in D.C. And so people just better be prepared. That's all. This is going to be a wild ride. But it's exciting. That's the whole thing. This is what we've been waiting on. Those that have gone before us prayed for justice for decades and weren't able to see it, but we get to witness what's about to take place, or what is taking place right now.
Oh, so true, Mark. What times, you know, and it's also this movement is also moving to other countries. I mean, we just saw that Greece prime minister, conservative, was nominated in. We got Brazil, Australia, and other countries that are saying, hey, we're sick of this. You know, how awesome is this
Italy,
to be part of it? Yeah.
Italy got their version of Trump. So, I mean, look, I tell people the Q movement, you know, is it a patriotic movement, or is it the spirit of Elijah rising on the earth?
There you go.
That's what I leave people with, because to me, it's the spirit of Elijah rising on the earth, because you have patriots out there who are good people, good patriots, may not even be Christians, that are doing more for the kingdom of God right now than what most of the church system even thought about doing.
Yeah, come on now. Oh, that's so true. So true. I mean, there's people out there just going out from city to city, just registering people to vote, you know, for the Republican Party, for Trump 2020. You know, we have to be a voice. Number one, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. Well, now you're getting the knowledge. You know, you got QMAP.pub. You've got Mark Taylor out there, Praying Medic, others that are just, you know, bringing out the word. Hey, how about Upfront and the Prophetic? We are declaring the truth out there. So grab a hold of it, and not only grab a hold of it, but share it. You know, hook on to Mark too on Twitter. I'm telling you, he's got some stuff that's always popping up on there. Mark Taylor is the name on Twitter. What is it? Patton?
69. It's at Patton. At Patton, like General Patton. At Patton 6966.
Yeah, I love that, General Patton.
Well, everybody gets freaked out by the 6966, because it's like, look, it was my employee number at the fire department. You can't ask for another one. It's like going in the military. They issue a number. There's nothing I can do about it. And I thought it was strange too, because everybody says, oh, you got 666 as your number. You know, that's not good. Symbolism will be their downfall. I'm like, give me a break, guys. You know.
Yeah.
And so I asked the Lord one day. I said, what? Why'd you give me that number 6966? And notice. He said, Mark, notice that the three sixes are separated by a nine. I said, yes, Lord. And he says, The nine is judgment. It stands for judgment. He says, I've called you to prophesy judgment on the systems, 666. So that's why you got that number. So people get freaked out. They don't get freaked out if they see it.
Yeah, that's right. Come on now, people. All right, Mark. Woohoo! That's swordrescue.com. Mark Taylor, buy the book, the new revised one, Trump Prophecies. You got to get it, not only for yourself, but you got to get it for everybody you know. Mark, we thank you so much for being with us. We love you and appreciate you, brother.
Well, thank you for having me on. It's been an honor to be here. And they can just let them know they can buy the book at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. But thank you very much for having me on, guys. It's always an honor and a pleasure to be on here.
Woohoo! All right, guys. Hey, thanks for joining us on Upfront in the Prophetic. And don't forget to head on over to Twitter. Click on Mark Taylor's tab there, as well as Upfront in the Prophetic on YouTube. We'd love to hear from you, as well as upfrontintheprophetic.com. God bless you, everyone. We'll just end this segment with Edwin Sepulveda and the saxophone. All right. God bless you, everyone.